It seems to me they're saying, you know, if I could get away with it, that's what I'd do. I wish I could be out there just sinning and having fun and partying and at the last second just sneak in and go to heaven. Is that how you feel? Because that's not a head problem, folks. That's a heart problem. This story says what a blessing it would be to know all your life you're in the vineyard of the King. And the reward is sure because He's good and He's faithful. It's wicked to wrong God, but it's more wicked to think that God has wronged you. The kingdom citizen, he must grow increasingly comfortable with radical grace. This is a kingdom full of surprises. This is a last is first kingdom. This is a more than fair dominion. It's a kingdom that operates on the basis of mercy instead of merit. It's ruled by a king that wants to give people what they need instead of what they deserve. And yet I got to be honest, for the longest time I resisted this kingdom. I did. I went to church. I went to church every time the doors were open, but I resisted the kingdom of radical grace. I, in my pride, wanted to be in a kingdom where somebody knew who deserved to be first. I remember resisting the idea that there was room in this kingdom for moral failures because I tried hard not to be one. But the more I tried, the more I realized I would never reach the goal of moral perfection, ever. But at least I would reach the goal of doctrinal perfection. I would be able to determine who was sound and who wasn't based on how much they agreed with me. But the more I studied, the more I found I was changing my own mind about things I once believed. And the less sure I became that I'd ever reach a state of doctrinal perfection either. And finally it dawned on me, I was so determined as a proud young man to stand up to keep God from making a mistake about who He might let in the kingdom. Until I realized I was the mistake I was trying to keep God from making. And now I embrace surprises because I understand that I'm going to be one of the biggest. I don't base my citizenship anymore on my ability to be right, but on God's promise to be good.